No Memorial Day trading in the commodities market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago on Friday, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was lower today. Wholesale beef prices really fell this week. The USDA reported that 31% drop from the recent average. Physical cattle trade has also stalled a little bit. It seems that the report today was trimming some of the herd. You thought that the market might give it a little bit of a strength, but every time it rallied, some more selling came in. There has been relatively lackluster trade. Perhaps everyone has started the weekend a little bit early. Feeders were down as well. The beef demand just seems to remain kind of weak, and uncertainty in the tariffs has really stalled the market out completely. Many traders on the sidelines really not sure what's going on. Even though the tariff talks have been put on hold, it's not over yet, so everyone's concerned that it's going to step back in and start to affect the market.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday up 12 and 3 quarters at 544 and a half. July corn was up 1 and 3 quarters at 406 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day up 12 and a quarter, ranging from 580 to 602. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were up 15, ranging from 689 to 714. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were up 9.5, ranging from 789 and a quarter to 804 and a quarter. Live cattle for June were up 25 cents at 104.92 and a half. August feeder cattle were up $1.62 and a half at 145.52 and a half. And May Class 3 milk was down a penny at 15.18. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.